partir à travers le monde. Et c'est toi que je revois.
This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC Akro Catskill of Hudson.
Very good.
Meow.
We recommend this station.
The Wavefarm app is now in the App Store for users to download. It's only available on iPhones and iPads. An Android version of the app will be developed as soon as funding allows. The Wavefarm app allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wavefarm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, which was formerly known as Wavefarm Radio, Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zakpoff's Pond Station, and other partner streams. Users may also create custom playlists from the thousands of archived audio files. Wavefarm transmit partners and WGXC broadcast partners may now also stream their own audio feeds from their iPhones and iPads using the app. Again, you can go into the App Store and search for Wavefarm Radio.
Creating opportunities, fighting poverty, changing lives. For almost 50 years, Community Action of Greene County has proudly served our community, providing education, tools, and advocacy for those in need. Services range from emergency services, food pantry, housing and homelessness assistance and weatherization in Greene County, to domestic violence and Wheels for Work programs in both Greene and Columbia counties. Our Pay It Forward community thrift store generates income to support our programs. For more information, to donate, to volunteer, or if you are in need of services, please visit us at www.cagcny.org or dial 943-9205.
Hello, I'm Reverend Kim L. Singletary, pastor for the Overcomers Ministries International Church of Hudson, New York, inviting you to listen to There's a Bright Side Somewhere every first and third Wednesday of the month. We'll be featuring a diverse offering of gospel music from across the wide Christian music spectrum. If you like listening to the tried and true and want to hear some new music too, I have all of that right here for you. Special studio guests join me to share their stories and views, and I bring it with my own spiritual social commentary relevant for today. So join me as I host There's a Bright Side Somewhere every first and third Wednesday at 11 o'clock a.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Underwriting support is provided by Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties, working to protect children from tobacco marketing in stores. The more kids see, the more likely they are to smoke. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit www.seenenoughtobacco.org.
Let's hear the guitar, please. Okay, that's fine. Let's make it. Take one. Pal, let's go, man. Here we go. Play hard and strong all the way.
Well, let's hit real hard on that very last day flat after the test of second. Boom.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Music Maestro Hour here on WGXC 90.7 FM. Kicking things off with a little bit of Beach Boys here on 90.7 FM. Special guest in the house this morning at the Catskill Public Library is my buddy, my brother, my neighbor, Vic, who represents the Hearts of Catskill Association, which is the music in the parks. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, James. So great to be here.
Listen, you know what, man? It's been a pleasure to have you and Lex Gray as my neighbors for all these years. I remember when y'all first moved in on Summit Avenue and y'all moved into a big mansion. And now I know why.
Yeah, we filled it up pretty quick. We filled it up with relatives and chickens.
Chickens, that's right.
All the things that make cats go great.
We put a studio in there too, didn't we? To record all that great music, man, that y'all put out. Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers. You know, Vic, I had the pleasure of hearing Lex Gray last week at the Hilo. Catskill.
What a jewel, right?
I'm telling you, man, them place. Songs that she be singing is straight from the heart, straight from the mind. Those lungs of hers, she just belts it out, man.
Well, God bless her.
And you know something? It's a good move by the Heart of Catskill Association to appoint you as the head man this year for the music in the parks.
Well, John Campisi has done it for 20 years, and he was about worn out. And I think it was time to pass it on. But he had done such a great job. I just basically used his map and his prototype for the series and just started on my way.
And you did a good job, too.
Well, so far. We've had two good shows. And, you know, despite the crazy weather, we got through last week's Chelsea Sulky show, and we got it outdoors. And Carl Peters, our sound man, he's very brave, and he's ready to leave his PA out there, even if it's raining. And we have a great crew, and this year we have a sound man, so we have consistent sound every show. And we feel that's going to make a big, big difference in the types of bands we could bring and the quality of show that we offer.
A big shout out goes out to Mr. PD Pete, who's leaving us. Thanks to Mr. PD Pete, we was able to kick off the Beach Boys songs.
Right. The rarity for the Beach Boys.
Because the listeners know that the music maestro, he's not a Beach Boy. Straight out of Harlem.
Well,
Brooklyn,
you're going to go
baby, Brooklyn. Scared of water, too.
You're going surfing this Thursday.
I'm coming down.
To the Beach Boy tribute
at
Music in the Park in Dutchman's Landing. And I searched far and wide for the right vocal band. I promised everyone, you know, a vocal group. And I found this band, and they're from North Carolina. And I heard them immediately. I realized that if I could get them, that I would have the perfect band for the Independence Day week.
It's well-deserving because Catskill is a beautiful, beautiful town, Greene County. And, you know, we have a lot of beautiful sights here. And one of the beautiful facts here is WGXC, who's having a pledge drive. And we're at $17,130, trying to reach up to $25,000. And we do an awesome job here putting on acts and information and people running for office and all that other good stuff. But the music in the park has been awesome over the years. And I believe that you are in a position to make it better.
Well, naturally, as the town has expanded and, you know, we have great competition by Rick Serrano over in Athens with his festival that,
yes.
You know, and, you know, we've all trying to step it up and learn from what's going on in Athens and the great shows they're putting on. But we feel we can direct more at local bands, but bands that are trying to do something with themselves, putting out albums,
yes,
and going on tour, and local bands that are actually working really hard to make a name for themselves in more than just this area. I mean, that is what my goal is to try to help bands like that get up a step on the ladder.
Well, they couldn't have picked a better person because of your experience and where you come from too, right?
Well, I did record a lot of records back in the 80s and 90s. And I did, although I was not a promoter, I was privy to listening in on a lot of conversations about major tours and how things work. And maybe some of that could help. But most of this is, you know, just one-on-one common sense. And, you know, we're not in the big business of the big music business. We're in the town business and the people business.
Yes.
And we're in it for each other and to help each other move forward and feel good about where we live and feel good about every day that we're here.
That's right. And the pledge number for you folks out there tuned in to the Music Maestro Hour is 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. Or you can mail it in to WGXC care of the Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405. And there is no doubt that you would be supporting an awesome, awesome radio station.
It's a very important station.
Now, Brother Vic, for this Thursday, for the 4th of July celebration, you're having your celebration on Thursday instead of Wednesday. And after reading the Daily Mail this morning, I see why. Because you're putting on a very nice event.
Right, right. Well, Thursday is generally
yes.
our day.
Mm-hmm.
And there were plenty of things going on the 4th. In fact, there's fireworks up in Coxsackie.
Yes.
And my band with
yes.
Mike Reganey and Mike Siciliano and I and Ed and Lex. We're going to be up there
That's
playing
right.
old-style
that.
Songs.
Oh, yes.
So there's plenty of stuff to do on the 4th. So the 5th is a chance to extend the weekend because mm-hmm. then once Thursday comes, the next day is yes. Friday. So
That's
let's
right.
have a holiday.
Yes. And for those of you listening who haven't had the opportunity to listen to hear the band Lex Gray and Urban Pioneers, you do not know what you're missing until you tune in and listen to that band. That band is awesome.
Well,
Vic, how long has that band been together?
Oh boy, I would say Lex and I have had the band under that name for over 20 years.
Wow.
But there's not that. We don't have any original members other than our drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a hiatus and then came back. And it was a funny story where we had another drummer and he was very good. And then John came in to sit in. And by the end of the night, we took the old drummer aside and said, you know, we're going to have to change.
Hey, you know, it's funny because, you know, they have this new technology, these keyboards that play all the instruments. You know, you could be like a prince.
Right. Well, I am.
And play all the instruments by yourself. Right?
Prince Vic would be a really yeah. nice title. I think we were wondering what to call me, but we do utilize synthesizers and sequencers and all those sorts of things on our albums, but we don't really utilize that live because it's just hard to match up with those type of things
yes.
unless you're wearing headphones
yes.
or inner ear monitors
yes.
and
yes.
we're not really interested in
and also I don't believe that during a live performance you can really replace the drums, because if the drums are the beat of the band, it's like the heart of the band. And you know, anybody that knew anything about James Brown and his band knew that he used two drummers. And they was kicking.
Yeah, yeah, it was unbelievable. Sometimes he make one sit out a song.
Yes.
And so imagine you're like the hottest drummer on earth. And they're like, well, you're just going to play on this one and this one and this one. It's like, oh, hell.
Pledge number, folks. The pledge number, 518-697-7400. The pledge number is 518-697-7400. Now, also, besides the band that's playing for the Thursday show for the 4th celebration, we also have fireworks, I understand.
Right, right. Well, John Campisi pulled some strings.
Mm-hmm.
And
like he always does. he hook up with Sawyers down there, and you never know.
You never know. A new car for
everyone.
That's right.
That's right. Just ask the chief.
Just ask the chief.
The police chief.
So, anyhow, we are...
Got him a new one.
Well, he needs one.
He needs one. We all do.
Anyhow, the band will play. And then following the band, there's going to be fireworks sponsored. These fireworks are sponsored by the village and town of Catskill.
Really?
This is not the Sawyer fireworks. There's a second night.
Right. August, right?
August 9th with Thunder Ridge, a country band that we all know from around here. Larry Fetterman is a very old friend of mine from 30, 40 years ago. My best friend Ron, rest in peace, his brother is Larry, and so it's an amazing thing for me to have run into him, after all this time. And Larry's like a little older than me, so we used to look up to him like, oh, he's the great guitar player, and he is a great guitar player. And his band is probably probably carried on longer than my band. His band has got to be going on 25 years.
Now, are these guys, is these bands the same similar bands that were played last year? This is a switch up in the lineup.
Well, I hired myself again, and when I'm looking at the schedule, I would say it's about 30% the old schedule and 70% a new schedule. I mean, there are bands that should have been here, but they were overlooked, like the Paul Luke Band.
Yes.
Paul Luke Band has been in Catskill for 30 years. They're one of the most popular bands. Wow. Just put out an album. And they never played, and it was just like, I asked them why they never played, and they said, well, we never really were asked. And all they had to do was ask themselves. If they had asked John, he would have put him in. So, you know, things fall through the cracks. And for the most part, I don't have, you know, I'm not having people come up to me and saying, you know, why am I not playing? So I've gotten a lot of respect.
Yes.
And
for your first year doing this, you've started out really awesome. I'm really proud of you. How you haven't panicked, you haven't basically like shaken. You just like a pro, man.
Well, when it was almost raining last week, I was like Eisenhower on D-Day.
That's why I didn't come down. I didn't want to get stuck in the rain either. But you know, I want to give speaking of the chief, though, the police chief, Catskill PD, I just want to give a shout out to the police, the Catskill PD, because they do an awesome job down there at that music for the concerts down there, making sure that everything runs smoothly and safe.
Absolutely. And you don't even know they're there.
No, they're
until
there.
Until something happens.
They're there.
And then they disappear.
But nothing really happens because they know better.
Well, sometimes, you know, you've got some older people and they need some assistance. And
Medical, right.
You know, we've never had an incident beyond just someone, someone, you know, feeling ill because of the weather. But, you know, that's what's important.
Yes.
And, you know, taking care of our
crowd
people.
Control. You need that down there. Well, traffic control, all that. They do a fine job. I'm very proud of Catskill.
And the parking
PD.
Is crazy.
Catskill's finest, I call them.
Well, you can't say a bad thing about them. And
they lock you up.
Well, well, that's especially.
And
that.
I don't say nothing especially bad about that. Them then, because like if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You got me.
Shoot. Especially then.
But you know, the music in the park though is an event that Catskill has benefited from for many years, because during the summer, man. During the summer, it's like it's something for them to look forward to coming out of the winter, those concerts down there. So that's the reason why I'm glad that they appointed somebody like yourself that can come in, you know.
Oh, they were emailing me in February, like, who's playing? And I'm like, oh, wait a second. I haven't really started on this yet. And like,
they was waiting for you to panic.
Yeah. They wanted February.
They were just testing you to see if you're going to panic.
Well, I didn't panic.
No, you don't.
I had great bands lined up in my mind. And,
that's right.
You know, and for the most part, they all said yes. One band I'm really excited about on the 19th is a band called Nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just
New York City dance band.
Yeah, they're a dance band. And
interesting.
And in New York and Long Island, their job is they play for celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they'll play for Billy Joel, and it'll be at Billy Joel's house. and they'll be the band.
Yes.
And then all the, you know, more famous musicians will jump up with them. And so they work as a team with these musicians or other artists, and they play all these ritzy type parties. And they also play the Beaux-Arts Ball, and I've seen them there, and they're fantastic. And, you know, we need to have some high energy going on.
That's true. Yeah, that's
especially
true.
In the summer.
Yes.
You can't just sit back. That's you got
to
dance.
That's right. There's one particular band that I brought to your attention, the Sweet Life Music Project, which is on for the 23rd of August. Now, this is the first time for them appearing down there at the Point, and they're looking forward to
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
They're
well,
a very great band. I hosted a couple of their shows at Helsinki down in Hudson, you know, and I'm telling you, they have a very nice flavor. And when you mix all this together, you folks out there who are listening, you might as well get ready. Get your chairs, your picnic chairs ready. Get that ice bucket ready and come on down, right? What time does the event start normally?
7 o'clock sharp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people start getting down there around 6 o'clock so they can get seats and all that?
Well, it makes sense because the parking has been pretty harrowing already.
Yes.
So it's much easier for everyone if you get there a little early and take care of and go to the concession there, and those people there run the food stand. They really count on Thursday night, and it's important to have them there all the time. And if you go to the park during the week, they're open. Then you know, you need a soda, you need some ice cream. You have your babies there. You know, it's a destination. So like all the businesses in the town, we need to put our best foot forward and spend our money in the town if we can.
That's true. Greene County and you know, the Village of Catskill, they depend on each other, and it's necessary to have these special events. You got all the other counties having their special events, and it's a pleasure to have, you know, one here.
Right. You want stores on Main Street, you got to go to those stores.
That's right.
And it works hand in hand. It only makes sense.
It's like supporting your local radio station. It really is. It's like you can't depend on one particular media outlet for information. I mean, this station here is your info station. It gets the people that information so that they understand, they know exactly what's going on. And this is an awesome show to have my brother Vic here, you know, telling the listeners about what's happening down there at the Point, you know, during these Thursday evening shows.
Right, and we have a fun drive here at WGXC 90.7.
That's
and
right.
What's the number?
It's 518-697-7400, 518-697-7400.
So if you're going to go to the concerts this summer, give a call to the radio station and kick in so we can keep our town alive, and we keep the radio station running strong and keep flow of information.
Yes. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I kind of like suggested maybe one of the programmers be involved so that they can at least, you know, come down, assist, and let the people know that, you know, the station is vital and it's alive and it's kicking. And
absolutely.
It represents them, you know, it represents them, and they can go to that station for the events, the next events coming up.
Well, James, I was hoping that you would co-host the Music in the Park
it's
on the 12th.
Be done. It's going to be done.
When my band plays,
it would
be great if you could.
Oh,
you
no
could
doubt. I love y'all, man. No doubt.
Take care of stuff like that.
No doubt, man. Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers is awesome, man. I so much enjoy
listening.
Because
I'm
going
to be busy putting on my makeup and getting all ready
now,
for the show. You know?
Now, let me ask you, who's that bass player there? The lady? I think this is the lady. Does she play bass or is she playing lead guitar?
Well, Kaya Updike.
Yeah,
she plays
awesome,
everything
man.
In our band. She
really?
Plays
man,
bass and violin and keyboards.
I mean, you listeners, y'all listening to this?
And she helps write songs, and she's an excellent member. And she plays bass when we play acoustic shows and smaller shows, and then on big rock shows like the concert summer series, she's going to play violin and keyboards.
Yes.
And we bring our friend Timmy Farrell, who's a big rock and roll bassist, and so we have like the big wall of sound. But you know, either way, I'm always thrilled with my band, and I have a really generous group of musicians to play with.
Now, who's this band that's coming up on the August the 30th?
The Luster Kings.
Who are they?
Oh, they're a repeat band because mm-hmm. they're just a tremendous rockabilly band.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went out and canvassed some people to try to figure out what bands to keep, what bands to maybe use next year instead, the Luster Kings were like, everybody was like, you have to keep the Luster Kings, you have to keep them. And then I called them up and they were already so booked, I had to put them at the end of the series. But we're lucky to have them, and it'll be my first time seeing them. But mm-hmm. I'm pretty much, I've pretty much been told that they're just a super, super group.
So far, since we've had a couple of shows already, have there been any surprises to you?
Well, the first week we had Wild Blue, and what was a surprise was that the 50-50 raffle was as high as it's ever been in the middle of the summer. I think it was like 1,050.
Wow, not
so
bad.
It was like 525 a person.
Yes.
For the, and then 525 to the Heart of Catskill. And if you go to the concerts, we don't ask for fundraising. We don't ask for any of those internet donations or what do they call it? That type of thing.
Begging.
Well, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with begging, but you
call
know,
it what you want.
But our way of begging.
Ain't too proud to beg. Remember that one. Right. Temptations.
Temptations. Our way of begging, I guess you could say, is by actually splitting the money with you. So yes, it's important to buy some raffle tickets for the 50-50 if you want to support the music in the park and Heart of Catskill.
Explain that, because I don't think a lot of the people that come down there, I don't think they really understand what the raffle is. Maybe they think it's going to individual people's pockets. So what is the purpose of 50-50?
It is funny, but there are some people that just take 50-50 for granted, and then people like you and I would sit there and go, 50-50? What? Who's getting the other half? But what happens is, say people buy $1,000 worth of tickets in total, then 50% of that goes back to the organization.
Which it should.
Which is Heart of Catskill. And, they're paying the bands, they're paying the sound company.
Yes.
And they pay for all these flyers. I mean, the stuff is crazy. And the other 50% goes to the winner of the winning ticket. Now, there's always a problem if you're involved with the association and then you win. And then you're like, I have to give it back anyway. And that's always the problem. So some people just give their tickets to like one of their friends and say, if I win, don't say it's
don't
me.
Don't say it's me.
Yeah.
So what's your plans for tomorrow besides you being in Coxsackie, right?
Yeah. I
was thinking about coming out there. I want to see your guys, man, because I love that band, listening to y'all, man. That Lex Gray ain't no joke, man.
The band, this is a crazy
she
band.
She is. She's awesome, that Lex Gray, man.
Thanks. Well, I'm going to hydrate a lot because I think it's going to be hot tomorrow.
Yes, no doubt. But you'll be down there near the water.
Yeah,
So it
should that's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot.
It's beautiful down there in Coxsackie, the riverfront, their park down there. I've been there. There's down there in Acre, not Acre, but Athens also.
Yeah, there's great places down there. There's a great bar up the block that I've partaken in. And there's always good concessions in Coxsackie. And, you got a special type of people there. They're really very, they're very strong family people, very working class.
Yes.
And, when you go up into the Athens, Coxsackie, and those neighborhoods, it's just they're wonderful places. It kind of reminds me of like when I lived in Queens, Queens, New York. It's really family. It's really about family and
work
ethic.
Yes, it is, no doubt. And there's something else too, man. Down there, you get a whole bunch of the COs and their wives and children coming through there, man, celebrating different events, and it's well deserved for the job that they do at Coxsackie Correctional and Green Correctional. I mean, when you look at the job that they do, it is well deserved.
Well,
and I know they're going to be turning out tomorrow.
Well, absolutely. It's going to be crazy there. And,
And especially listening to Lex Gray, man, that band is bad, man. I can't say
it
enough.
Well, the band on Wednesday is a different band. It's more of a jazz band, so it travels through like the history of music, you know, very quickly. And so it starts out in like the 30s and old style blues songs, and then it graduates into the 50s and 60s with Sinatra songs, and then it bumps up into like kind of corny 60s mm-hmm. music, and then disco, mm-hmm. and maybe a little bit of country thrown in, and some ballads. So it's a very different band. Yeah, I mean, we have Mike Siciliano. He plays synthesizer, accordion, and Mike Reganey is the drummer, and he's our favorite building inspector.
You know, there was a band that played down at the Point a couple of years ago, and one of the band players worked at Green Correctional. Mm-hmm. He retired, and I'm wondering if you have him on schedule.
Rick Serrano's 145.
That is my brother. Yeah. I love him. That is my brother. And you know what, man? He is deep.
If this town had 100 Rick Serranos,
I'm telling you, man, he is deep, man.
Yeah.
I met him years ago, and we've been tight ever since. And you know something? I tell you something else too, you know.
He plays harmonica.
Yes, and I tell you something else too. You know, I heard that some of the inmates in Green and Columbia and Coosaki Correctional, they be listening to WGXC. And I think that it's good that they listen, because this is the kind of stuff that they're missing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is the kind of stuff that they're missing, so they should be trying to correct their lives, the way of living, so that they can enjoy some of this here.
One could only hope that, you know, people rehabilitate and get out soon and come back to their families.
That's right.
And come back to the people that love them. And you know, there are a lot of people that make mistakes, mm-hmm. but there's always a chance in America for a comeback, and that's what we have to believe.
Now back to this band. Before I get to this band, 518-697-7400 is the number to call for the pledge. 518-697-7400, or go online to wgxc.org/donate. This band that I introduced you to, Sweet Life Music Project, the drummer is from Martin Media.
Mm-hmm.
And the drummer I introduced you to, I brought him to your house there.
Absolutely.
And he has a vocalist, a female vocalist by the name of Faith, who is tremendous. When the audience hears this band and that woman's voice, the way they connect, they're going to be good to go. And this is the kind of connections that, you know, I like to try to connect you to people like that, that will give you that ultimate performance.
Well,
some off the block kind of band that, I didn't introduce you, you know, one of them. I introduced you to a very, very quality band, and I look forward to hearing them, and I'm quite sure you will too.
Well, yeah, I have no doubt. I've seen their videos, and I've heard their music. They're totally awesome.
That female vocalist is awesome. There.
And she lives
right
in
She lives right in Hudson there, you know. And but these are the kind of band members that we want.
Well, what we want is people working hard for themselves, and we want to promote those people. We want to promote talent, of course, you know, is important, but you know, hard work and effort, and you know, like Chelsea Sulkey last week, they won, you know, country music awards, mm-hmm. and they're mm-hmm. just kids, and these are our kids.
Yes,
and we need to help them move forward, and if we can give them a little kick in the butt, I think that's a good thing.
That's right. So have you already set your sights on the next summer?
Oh, no.
Have you gotten to that point yet?
Well, I think about it every day, mm-hmm. but I haven't really.
Any changes you might want to make to, you know, any improvements in areas that you might want to correct?
There's going to be changes. And the biggest change is they're trying to get a new building down at Dutchman's Landing, something more concert friendly with an open front, similar to the one in Athens. And I believe that that's the priority. Whether or not it happens next summer, I'm not sure.
So they want to start having those concerts in an inside or in case it rains.
Well, no, actually, they want, you know, because the gazebo, it has a fence around it.
Yes.
And the bands are playing inside the fence.
They feel caged, right?
Yeah, and you can't, and you know, if they're short, you can't see them. So they want to have, the gazebo, it's not falling down. It's in good shape, but it's also seen better days. And with the playgrounds are being built right at the end by the Fort Knightley Club, all those beautiful playgrounds for children and handicapped playgrounds. And with the upgrade to the park, I guess they think that the gazebo needs an upgrade. And now it'll be great for us because it'll give us more of a concert setting.
Yes.
Because there'll be an opening for the band, similar to what's in Athens, I guess. But you know, I haven't been really involved with the study or the decisions about making it. I'm sure they'll just come up, you know, with some plans and show them to me, and I'll be thrilled.
So have we been starting to get a good crowd so far?
So far, the first 2 weeks, I would say we've had record crowds. When John handed the job, he said the first 2 weeks are always really dead. So, you know, sometimes I have this type of band or that type of band. And that was one thing I changed. I was like, let's put some of the most exciting stuff in the beginning.
That's right.
And let's see if we can get energy going right away. And Wild Blue, and she did just that and played an amazing blues show for us, and people were astounded. Afterwards.
Now the Paul Luke band.
The Paul Luke band, like I said, they must be, that band has to be 30 years old, and they have many original members, and they are completely an original band, which is, you know, a little bit of a chance when you're putting up a concert in the park for everyone in general. But the songs are all about Catskill, living in Catskill, or the surrounding area, and they have many fans, and their fan base goes back 30 years. So I figured that at the very least, it's a tribute to their longevity and the dedication to the area that they deserved a show right in the center of the summer.
Awesome, man. You're listening to the Music Maestro Hour here on WGXC 90.7 FM with the Music Maestro here. I'll be back at 4 for the afternoon show with my guest, Pastor Kim and Alan. And we're going to have a good conversation and raise some money like we always try to do here on 90.7 FM during this time of our year, of the year, pledge drive. The number is 518-697-7400, 518-697-7400. When you call and you pledge, this is what you support. You support exactly what we do here, getting you that information, bringing you the special guests that come on this station to tell you about what's going on. Now, when you're down there at the point and the band is playing, what type of feeling do you get? And you're listening and you're in control of this. You're the organizer now. So tell the listeners how you're feeling. Give them an idea of what goes through your mind.
Once it starts and it sounds like all the wires are connected and there's nothing going on, and if the singer goes to the microphone and you can hear them sing. Once that is all in place, I kind of relax and I go behind the stage and just hang out there and kind of decompress, because the half hour or hour before, it's mayhem and everyone is setting up, and who has this problem, who's worried about, you know, who's in traffic or whatever. And so once the band is up and running, that's usually a great relief. And then I kind of just try to lay low and not cause too much. Because I run the series, if I walk around, it looks like, oh, it might be something wrong, or he's checking on the sound man or something. So I just hang out and I listen to the band as best I can from the side. And then we start worrying about the raffle. And the Heart of Catskill people, Karen and...
Karen is awesome, yeah, man. She is
Tina, she's no joke, man. And all our other friends, they run around, and John, they run around with, and sell tickets. And I haven't gotten into that yet, is selling the tickets, because I'm a little preoccupied because I know I have to make a speech right in between, in the break. I'm going to have to say like a lot of things waiting for them to count the tickets and get it all organized. And it's like, oh no, I'm going to have to just talk and talk and talk and make stuff up. And, you know, so you go out there and you give your little talk and explain everything. And then usually Tina finds the right person to pick the ticket, and they come up and they pick the ticket, and then the winner hopefully appears, because it's always terrible when you go through the numbers, you know, ticket number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then nobody comes, and you're just standing there, and the person either lost the ticket or left, and what do?
Right.
How long do you wait? And it's like a lot of money involved.
Right.
And then what happens if you pull another ticket and that person comes up and then the other person comes out of the lavatory and you're like, oh. So, when it comes to money, you have to take it serious. So we try our best to run a good lottery, and hopefully the people will show up with their ticket.
So do you get a chance to monitor the audience, the crowd, the feelings that they're getting from all of this here? Do you get a chance to
Well, you want to see people dance.
Yes. And if you see the happy moment.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that. When I go down there and see the concerts, I love when I see them get up and dance, especially the older ones.
Right.
You know, that's up their age. Because first of all, it's exercise as far as I'm concerned. But not only that, music is therapeutic.
Right. I mean, not to be macabre or anything, but, you know, sometimes you see very old people, and you're thinking, well, maybe this is the last rock and roll band they're ever going to see, like, in this setting. And, it's not really a dark thought. It's a happy thought, I think.
That's right.
That you can bring music to people still, and, you know, and you see they have the same excitement they always had for it.
Now you know, the music in the park is supported by many of your sponsors. And can you give us an idea of some of your sponsors?
Well, absolutely. Thanks for asking.
No doubt, because the sponsorship is very important. And some of these characters I know and I respect, you know, and admire. So let's run some of them.
Well, absolutely, because without the sponsors, there could be no concert. And, these are the very people that mm-hmm. we should be patronizing and supporting as well. And, you know, that's why they do it.
Yes.
They do it because they want you to know they're mm-hmm. part of the community. Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah, that first one jumps out at you.
Well,
right?
Bank of Green County.
Yeah, that's the first one.
We all go to Bank of Green County.
You know, that's the first one jump out at you.
Yeah, yeah. And, my checking account has overdraft protection.
Well, so mine's didn't.
Oh no, you didn't.
It ran me out of town.
Well,
but I love the Bank of Green County though. They're no joke down there. Awesome bank.
Yeah, the ATM usually is full all week.
Yes.
And then of course Sawyer Chevrolet.
Oh, no doubt. The $5 inspection sticker, man. $5 inspection sticker.
That's right. I'm going to bring my 1989
that's
Toyota
right.
there.
You can't
it's
beat
due.
That. You can't beat that.
They're going to have to push it out of the garage after they inspect it. But Sawyer Chevrolet, and they also sponsor the fireworks night August 9th
mm-hmm.
with Thunder Ridge.
Mhm.
Okay. And the town of Catskill, that's a given, and it's great that they are behind our event,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they're behind it 1,000%.
That's
we got
right.
the fire department there.
Oh, awesome.
Night.
The fire department is awesome, man. And also the Greene County ambulance service is awesome, too. They have a lot of support from those characters down
here. We've all experienced
characters.
They are characters, you know, if they work for us.
You know
it. And anyhow, the you know, we have the ambulance corps standing by, especially on a hot day, and have the fire department standing by for the fireworks. We're going to get to see the inner workings of the fireworks on Thursday. You know, and there's a secret place, I can't even tell you, where they actually launch it from.
Right, that's right.
And it's all very top secret how it's actually done. And so
only Sawyers know, right?
only Sawyers and the Friars. The Friars. Yeah. And but it's going to be a great fireworks show on Thursday, and so I'm going to be able to see it from
no doubt. You folks inside. Listening to the show, I hope you're listening, enjoying the show. You're getting plenty of information about Thursday's evening's events down there at the Catskill Point there, Music in the Park. Now we have the New Athens Generating Company, right? Who are they now?
They're the electric generators up in Athens, and I believe they might be coal fired. So we'll move on to Finger Insurance. And then Shook Insurance Agency.
Oh, my brother.
That's absolutely who
my brother, Joe Shook. Uh-huh. You know what? I'm going to tell you something about him. Me and him, we the same size. We're dangerous too, man. He ain't no joke, and he supports the community. I've been, you know, asked him to come in on one of the days on a show and talk to him about some of his community.
I can't tell you what Shook did for me.
I can imagine, man. I can imagine
how they.
He is awesome.
Mean, no lie, they lowered my car insurance like in half.
Yes, he's awesome.
Half.
He's awesome.
And
that's a brother that you know who your brothers are.
You go into his store, and he's gonna look at all the insurance companies, and he's gonna say, "This is the best deal for you."
Yes.
And you're gonna say, "All right," and you're gonna be thrilled. So it's nothing like that little office.
That's right.
And I love the girls in there.
Yes,
it's a great thing. And we have the wine cellar, of course, and you know that's on 9W.
Oh yes.
Close Street for Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes,
they've been there for a million.
No
years.
Doubt, I love them too. They're
run
awesome up there. Yes,
and they really store their wine properly.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually, you know, sometimes some wine stores you get your wine, you can tell it's been heated up or it's been stored poorly. And there, you know, I bet they have the least returns of ever.
I can imagine they have an awesome operation.
And they have a refrigerated section and. For Cavassier and champagne and all the good stuff. And if Tina's listening, we could really use a bottle of champagne.
That's right.
I'm gonna go by
there and tell her to tune in to the archives if she wasn't listening. That's one of the benefits of this station, WGXC, is the archives. I mean, you look at that fact right there where you can go back to the archives and hear any show that was broadcast live that you missed. And you'll be able to replay that show. I mean, it's like a recorder and a DVR, I guess you could say. But the fact is that we need your donation. We need your support so that we can continue. And at $17,130, we're just about there. We just need a little under $8,000 less. $25,000 is the goal. And it's to take care of things that's necessary to run the station. I mean, a clear channel station will run you millions to run. So, and we do more than a clear channel station in any day. But that 518-697-7400 is the number to call, 518-697-7400, or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Now, there's another one, too, Crossroads Brewing Company.
Right, Crossroads Brewing.
Just opened up. Right.
And they were, when I brought the flyers in, I brought the flyers and the posters that you see around town. I brought them to Athens, the Athens place, because this one wasn't open yet. And they were just so thrilled. They drove right down here to Catskill to make sure the posters went up. And, that's.
Can you imagine working in there?
Oh.
It's like working in a Burger King. Where is he at? In the bathroom. He's drinking
in the bathroom. Well, I think that's why you don't work there.
That's right. He's tasting the brew. He's doing. But look, they are awesome to be supporting these events, you know, just
and
opening
beer,
up like
the beer
that.
Is unbelievable.
I can imagine. I've never had a chance at this point.
You and I, Thursday night, that's our date.
Yes.
After we're all done.
Now the other one, the Port of Call, he's another one that I love. That brother. Yes, indeed. Now he's another one.
What would a town be without
I'm telling you,
big
man.
Italian restaurant,
you know what he
right?
does for us veterans on Veterans Day? He provides us with this free meal, a buffet setting for the vets
really?
on Veterans Day every year. And, you know, he is just marvelous, awesome. And if it wasn't even for that, for the veterans, it's the fact that how he basically takes care of all his patrons. He treats them like family, you know. And so that's another excellent opportunity to go down there and check out
there,
his, man.
We
check
go
out
there
his
on
stuff.
Our birthday, and on birthdays you get a free meal on your birthday.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. So yeah. I should go down there today and tell him I missed my June 30th and make him give me a free meal.
It doesn't work like that.
You know, who told you that?
It don't work like that.
Now, what about the Valley Energy? Now, they're another good company.
Absolutely. They're another heating good company. And air conditioning, oil and propane. Mm-hmm. And,
all sponsors.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're going to buy
music
propane,
in the park.
You want to buy it from a big company. You want someone that knows how to handle that stuff safely. And, you know, we're lucky to have, you know, those type of energy movers around. You know, you want to get the best when you move in flammable gases. And
so all those folks that go down there to enjoy this free concert every Thursday during the summer, right? These are the sponsors of these concerts. How about that?
How about
these
that?
These are the ones that support the cause.
Yeah, well, these are the people that, you know, care about the town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that are not saying other people don't care, but they're putting their money where their mouth is.
They're putting their money where their mouth is.
And they're saying, you know, and they're taking a risk. You don't have to shop there. You don't have to buy your car at Sawyer. You can go down, you know, to the next county and maybe save $1,000, but probably not. And but if you buy a car locally and there's something wrong with it, you don't have far to go. And it makes perfect sense to use your bank in your on your main street so you can, you know, walk there if you live nearby and you know the same people all the time, and if you have an issue, hopefully you can work it out.
We have about 6 minutes left before showtime is over and the next show, top of the hour for the news, and then thereafter music for the masses. And I want to ask you this here so that the listeners, maybe they can get an idea how this came about. How did the Heart of Catskill Association find you, Brother Vic? How did they connect with you?
Well, John Campisi, he announced on Facebook that he was retiring, and he asked for volunteers, and there were a number of volunteers to take the job, and I guess they interviewed each of us, and we were at the Ambrosia Diner, and me and John and I, we sat down, and I guess they liked the proposals that I gave and my experience, and I was like, well, you know, I'm going to probably be hiring most of my friends this year. And John was like, well, that's okay, because your friends are probably the best musicians. And when he said that, I realized that I didn't have to, you know, compromise.
Yes.
And play a political game. And I could just bring what I thought was the best music I could bring under the circumstances.
And that is definitely the best way to do it without going through the craziness. And in order for you to do this right, you don't need people pulling strings on you and give you that freedom, that space to be able.
Well,
because this is not an easy job.
You don't want people
bands
to think that
you're
prejudiced by your friends, but you know that you're not choosing people because of nepotism.
Yes,
but on the other hand, you know, just because Rick Serrano is my friend, I also know he has the hottest, best blues band.
That's right.
And he has a great band. But also, Rick is a pillar in the community.
Yes, he is. And, man, oh man.
And it's important. And I have to tell you a quick story about Rick.
Yes.
Is that when it was coming down to make the budget for all the bands, when Rick gave me his price, He gave me the lowest price of any of these bands.
That's how he is.
And that's how
seriously
he is.
From the heart. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why when he was in corrections, he always had this attitude where he wanted to inspire the inmates. He wanted to, you know, help them, not, you know, enforce like all the time, but basically like, hey, you know, do the right thing. We're here to help you. We're not here to hurt you. And that's the attitude he left with.
And he left, and he still left with his great spirit.
Yes, he did.
And,
awesome,
you know, all those experiences didn't darken him. And he's just still, you know, still a positive force in our community.
How did you meet him? How did you connect with him?
It was a natural thing because when Lex and I first moved up here, we would go to all the open mics.
Yes.
And there was so many more.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many more clubs with open mics and jams. And he would come up and sing and play harmonica. And we were like, wow, this guy's amazing. Well, I also want to mention on the 16th, we have Taz Crew.
Mm-hmm.
And he has currently, right at this very moment, has the number one blues record and blues single.
Really, man.
And on the Roots Radio Blues Charts, mm-hmm. which is the chart that the blues go by. And that was just good luck. When I hired, well, he's had a lot of successful records, but this to be number one, I mean,
we've
got a really, really fortunate. And his drummer is Sonny Rock. Wow. Who we all know from the top of the mountain. And great band, and we're
well,
really
Vic,
fortunate.
We're going to close it down, brother. It was a pleasure having you on the Music Maestro Hour. I shall return at 4. But in the meantime, in between time, brother, I will see you down there at the point on Thursday. And most likely, if I can get away, I will definitely come into Kasaki tomorrow. It was a pleasure having you here. And I want you to please just remember that, you know, you're always welcome to come back.
Well, I hope to return maybe even again this summer to talk up the fireworks night or one of the other shows. And I'll come anytime you need me for fun.
No doubt, because, you know, Tuesdays is Catskill Tuesday. And basically what we do here is we try to make sure that all of the Catskill information.
And don't forget, we got a fundraiser, WGXC 90.7, 518-697-7400. This is Lex Gray, and there's a song about the hobo camps of Catskill from long days ago.
In a quiet Catskill mountain town, the freight train makes its lonesome sound. The railroad hobos hang around, setting up the tramp campgrounds. They come a knocking on all the village doors to beg a little scrap or something more. If I had an old potato or a little bone, this lonely, hungry hobo might eat more than a stone.